receive your visitation. We receive your pool. We receive your love. And we give you the praise. Jesus' precious name. Please be seated. Psalm 11, verse 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Subject very quickly this morning is foundations of righteousness, part 2. Major objective this morning is to understand the role of foundations in life and destiny. The things I preached in the first service will be preached in this service, different, diverse scripture references and different illustrations. But for the purpose of the necessity of the message, we want to understand the role of foundations in life and destiny. While I was preparing for the message series for October, because many times we prepare it ahead of time, the Lord showed me to preach on foundations. I am not sure that I have preached that dimension of message since we started ministry 20-something years ago. Foundations. By way of introduction, it is critical to know that foundations are fundamental to life, fundamental to destiny. Foundations are vital, critical to life and destiny. In the first service, I mentioned that the quality of a foundation determines the quality of the structure. In this service, I want to add that effort at the foundation translates into effects on the construction. The effort we put into a foundation determines the effect we see with the construction. I am aware that there are many lives on earth today that are victims of foundational challenges. Every time you see a skyscraper, if you love what you see, check out the foundation that causes it to be there. We said, generally speaking, foundations determine the following. Number one, foundations determine the strength of structure. How strong a structure is determined by its foundation. Secondly, foundations determine durability or stability. of structure. How long a building will last is determined by its foundation. You have seen many structures in this city and in across the world that couldn't resist pressure, couldn't resist anything. They just stood and before you know it, bam, it collapsed and crashed to ground zero. Most times, it's a foundational matter and construction quality. Thirdly, foundations determine stature, that is height or tallness of the structure. It is not possible to use a dwarf foundation for a skyscraper. This building that we are in here now, I think we have about 56 columns of 56. Everywhere you see a beam with that crossbar down there with the gold there. Everywhere you see any of all those things, they are standing on foundations that go down into the earth in some place about 12 meters right into the earth. You will understand what that means if you know that I am just 1 point something meters high. That goes all the way down. About each of them has about 5 to 6 groups of what you call pile foundation. And that is concrete is cast into iron pipes. Roundish iron pipes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That goes down about 8 or 12 meters into the earth until it sits on the rock. And that comes all the way from the earth. And then comes and then there is a basket that is woven with iron, iron rods. The basket is about my height or higher. That is sitting on this and I'm buried inside concrete. Before an 18 meters tower, steel stanchion, that is wired inside the highest level of iron rod, is sitting on it and buried in concrete again, all the way up. Did you hear what I just said? Engineer, you are here. Right? And our people, we decided to hyperextend, instead of just extending the hard way, literally hyperextended, and almost literally over-designed and over-constructed, because of the volume of people and volume of traffic. The earth you are sitting on now has iron mesh inside it, so trailer can drive on this. Truck can drive on this. Because there may be time to drive some trucks and things here, maybe to fix some things up here. Am I communicating? That is the implication of foundation. And as it is in the physical, so it is in real life. Your life has a foundation. Your destiny has a foundation. And that foundation must be laid well. It must be laid well to secure a future that is enviable. Let us go. Let me give you two scriptures as reference concerning the matters of foundation. Job chapter 4, verse 19. Job chapter 4 and in verse 19. You see, how much less in them that dwell in houses of clay whose foundation is in the dust. And they are crushed before a moth. You see? The foundation is in dust. The house itself is clay. So you say a moth, ordinary insect, will push it down. The meaning of that to you is, when foundations are weak, destruction is compulsory. When a man's foundation, a life's foundation, a destiny's foundation is weak, destruction is compulsory. In Job chapter 22, verse 15 to 16, he talked about foundation again. Hast thou marked the old way which the wicked men have trodden? Go on. Which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflown with a flood. They were wicked, so as a result of that, their foundation can be pushed. The meaning is, wickedness causes foundations of life to easily give way before the forces of life. When wickedness is ingrained or is at the root of a person's foundation, such lives never stand the test of time. Going on. Foundations are necessary and important in building lives and in building destinies. And there are two ways we must lay our life's foundation. Number one, we must lay foundations of righteousness for our lives and destinies. Foundations of righteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 9. We read it in the first service. 2 Timothy 2 9. 19th, please. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Foundations. Lay foundations of righteousness. Second, we must lay foundations on scriptural standards. We saw Luke chapter 6 verse 47 to 49 in the first service. We can add another scripture. Matthew chapter 7 verse 24 to verse 27. Matthew 7. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. I'm reading to verse 27. And everyone that heareth the sayings of mine and dwelleth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Standards. What will God have me do? How does God want me to live my life or carry out my business? It's very important. Now, when you understand that foundation means beginning, the starting point of a thing, then I want to identify four foundations that are important to us. Number one is the foundation of childhood. The foundation of childhood. We will also look at the foundations. All right, let's start it one by one. The foundation of childhood. Childhood is a foundation. The child is the foundation for the adult. No wonder we heard in Proverbs chapter 22 and in verse 6, he said, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Let me add to this in this second service, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. And he said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in your grandmother, Louis, and your mother, Eunice, I am persuaded that it is in thee also. Parents are designed to make godly deposits into their children for their future. The foundation of childhood. Louis transmitted something to Eunice. Eunice transmitted the same to Timothy. And a godly generation was being raised. In the first service, I said children must be raised on foundations of righteousness. They must be raised. And I mentioned three things that are important, or four. Number one, abuse must be avoided at all costs. Abuse. I came across a child smoker. I think it made the Guinness Book of Record. Imparted with that smoke by the parent. Do you know there are ungodly communities where the child is born and they drop alcohol into his mouth? In my own community, adults can be drinking and a child is passing. So, baby, take a little pan wine. 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Meat. Is it hard? Eh? Even 3 years old. Oh, take a little. And then the child will be misbehaving and they will be enjoying it. The little baby is drunk. Oh. That is a child sentenced to drunkenness from childhood. And no wonder in those communities you see an epidemic of drunkards. Watch your little daughter, watch your little boy against abuse. Watch them. Encourage them. Anybody who behaves towards you or does anything towards you that does not feel right, let us know. Because when most I've come across most adults today. I counseled a girl one time and she was literally under pressure permanently for immorality with men. Under pressure. What was her condition? A cousin raped her. Another one, all manner, while they were growing. Nobody was told. That impartation of negativity from babyhood imparted a lifestyle that was negative, restless. The kind of thing I'm talking about, it's not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. As I'm talking, I'm remembering many of the faces that I have had such encounters with, where their adulthood was destroyed from childhood. Am I communicating? And it is your responsibility to be on the watch out. That was the first thing we talked about, the foundation. Abuse. Number two, exposure to evil must be avoided at all costs. Children must not. I heard that children hear what you say, but they do what they see. Don't talk against people, they have heard. But you are talking against people, they have seen it and they will do it. Don't lie, they have heard. But you are lying, they have seen it and they will lie. A little boy became an adult who was convicted of armed robbery, and in those days by execution. And it was time for him to be executed. They said, what would you like to say before you die? And he said, let me speak to my mother. And they called the mother. He said he wants to whisper something to the mother's ears and beat the ear with his teeth and beat it off. Say, you are the cause of my death today. You are the reason why I am dying now. When I stole pencil from school, you didn't ask me where I got it from. When I brought things from home, you didn't ask me, how did you get it? You allowed me to be a thief until I am dying a criminal's death today. He bit off the ear of his mother. If you pamper your children, they tamper with your joy. Pamper them and they tamper with your destiny. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There are people who never correct any child. Whatever a child is doing is right. You are destroying their future. You are destroying their future. I will never forget the kind of mother that God gave me. Till eternity, till we meet there. I'll talk about it maybe in the next service. She will talk to you at the age of 5 as if you are 35. She will talk adult matters, adult instruction. She will be talking to you 7-year-old as if you're already a matured man who has a business or something. How to live your life is talk. Is talk from childhood. Foundations. Foundations. Exposure to evil. Number 3, bad character display must be avoided. Not just before them, but bad character at any time is to be avoided, but especially before your children. Because you are giving them the foundations for their future. Number 2 foundation is education. Every time you are about to go to the primary school, whatever you do at that stage, you are laying a foundation. You are about to enter secondary school, you are laying a foundation. You are about to enter university. The process that made you to enter that university, you laid some foundations. In Proverbs chapter 4, okay, we read Psalm 7 verse 14 to 17 in the first service. We don't have the time for that now. But Proverbs 4, 26, it said, ponder the path of your feet. Watch how you are taking steps. Watch the steps you are taking. And let your ways be established. Turn not to the right hand. Nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Ponder the path of your feet. Ponder the path of your feet. The steps you take today determines the place you end tomorrow. That is what scripture is saying. Ponder the path of your feet. The steps you take today determines the place you end tomorrow. Please, educational pursuit must be carried on with all integrity. Let me say the following. Number 1, exam malpractice must be avoided at all costs. Exam malpractice. Today we have people who have certificates that are lower in quality than toilet tissue because of how it came. In those days when somebody say he had A1 was A1. In some places today it is still A1. But in some places, especially in our country today, it's A nothing. That is why you have students, graduates who can't speak English. And even those teaching them couldn't speak English. He told me to told you. There are people I just get. I saw a man who studied English. If he makes one straight sentence and he doesn't make a mistake, you can give him 20 naira. English was what he studied. BA, English. Which means bar English for him. No English. For him. Because of malpractice. I heard the story of an exam hall where a pregnant woman was in the exam hall and pulled her dress off the delicious tummy, the protruded rotundic tummy. And they thought it was heat. It was malpractice. She wrote on top of the big tummy and entered the hall with. That is, her destiny is implicated. The child under the malpractice. The child is under the covering of exam malpractice. Big tummy is full of expo. Avoid it at all costs. Number two, forgeries of certificates or results must be avoided at all costs. Whatever your wisdom, the wisdom of God and help of God has not given you, you don't need. Forgeries of certificates. Forged certificates. Another person's result must be avoided. Thirdly, money for marks or immorality for marks must be avoided. You pay to pass, or you clip with somebody to pass, must be avoided at all costs. And of course, all forms of fraudulent practices must be avoided if the future must be secured. That is why you have a lot of, he has graduated from the university, but life is tough. He has a job, but nothing is moving. He can't account for his money. He doesn't know what he's doing with his life. He's not happy because he's standing on a foundation that cannot carry his future. Standing on an exam malpractice, standing on cheating. Everything about how he got to school is wrong. He went through school in the wrong way. Now he's trying to succeed and survive. Nothing. I've never preached this message before. For 23 years. He said, preach on foundations of righteousness. Number three is career and destiny. The foundation of career and destiny. How you enter your job and the things that surround your work determines how your future will be like. Acts chapter 24, verse 16. Paul the apostle said, herein do I exercise my conscience. To have always a conscience. I exercise myself to have always a conscience that is void of offense towards God, towards man. If your career must guarantee, give you a future, it must be built on godly foundation. Put the thing I said in the first service, you can put it there. If your career or your occupation must have a future, it must be laid on godly foundation. If a career is to be impactful, the wrong decision must be avoided at all costs. A few things to notice because our time is spent. First, bribery to get a job must be avoided at all costs. Bribery to get a job. We live in a generation now where a father can pay to buy a job for the child. I've been hearing some things that I haven't heard of before. Pay one point something million, you pay something point something million, you pay something and something. And then before you know it, the person has a job and then he's posted to an office. Crosses his leg and he's making phone calls all day. Chatting on WhatsApp. Not, they can't call him to order for anything because they paid for it already. His life is stranded. He's indisciplined. Nothing. They paid to get him a job. While others do interview and do all those things, he doesn't need to do that. Paid. Never do that. You see, foundations determine future. At times we see things happen suddenly here and there to people, and you are wondering what is it. Many times it is important to trace matters to the foundation. Somebody say amen. Secondly, compromise. Whatever, whether it's immoral or any other form of compromise, to get or keep jobs must be avoided at all costs. Your boss is asking you to collect bribe and then you use the bribe to pay him so that he can promote you or post you to juicy places. At times when you hear people testify and say, oh, thank God they have posted me to a place, this and that and that. The testimony is more of, I have where I can get money that I can steal. Now, not legitimate money. It must be avoided again because of the future. Because of the future. Compromise. I heard this story some time ago. A lady was denied promotion because she refused to compromise and have immorality with her boss. So they denied her consistently. Eventually, she was sacked or she resigned. One of the two. So she was at home for almost 1 year, trusting God for a job. There was a job opening. And as she went, that new job requested that she gets a reference or a recommendation from her last boss. The same boss. Well, Lord, you know I followed my conviction. I'm going to go to that boss. He said, excuse me, sir. I found a new job. And they said they need a recommendation from my last place of work and my last supervisor, whoever. The man said, bring, I'll write. The man wrote. If you are looking for a diligent person, a no-nonsense person, a person who will not compromise her standards, a person who will not mess with work, a person that can be trusted, then you are face to face with the right candidate. Recommended for immediate employment. All the things that was the reason why she lost the job with him was the reason why he's finding the job here to a higher level. It may cost initially to take your stand, but it pays eventually to do the right thing. Am I communicating at all? You don't compromise to get the job, and you never compromise to keep the job. I am out of time, although not out of talk. But number third, false declaration of age, which is more like the banning, the order of the day in civil service and other such services. False declaration of age. To get jobs completely avoided. This is my real age. This is my civil service age. This is my real age. This is my service age. The foundation. Finally, fake certificates. Have we done fake certificates? Fake certificates. Another person's certificate. The certificate of a dead person. Certificate that is produced, there are those who specialize in producing fake certificates, must be avoided at all costs. And finally, let's go to the marriage and family. Marriage and family. Marriage and family. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4 said, marriage is honorable among all men and the bed must remain undefiled. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 32, I'll add that to that scripture in this service. The Bible said, marriage is a great mystery. He said, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. That is, the way people write something on the marriage card. On our wedding card, 25 to 26 years ago. Is it toast or what do they call it? There's something that they write at the back of the card. And this was the passage that was the foundation for that writing. That my marriage, let our marriage demonstrate to the world the mystery of the relationship between Christ and the church. However Christ and the church relate, let this marriage present it. That was our vision from day one, from the scratch. It was on the wedding card. Am I communicating? That is what God wants. And if it is Christ and the church, if marriage is like Christ and Christ is like the husband and the church is the bride, then how it is, how Christ and the church function should be how marriages should function. Let us take a few look at things. Number one, premarital sex must be avoided at all costs. There are things that people do these days where people put themselves under pressure like, how will I know how you will do when we marry? The way they say try each other. And even people insist on that. The scripture cannot be broken. Marriage is honorable in all. If you trust God to give you a good husband or a good wife, you must be able to trust God prayerfully that that man and that wife will be perfect in every way possible for your life and your destiny. If you trust God for that. But where you say, oh, I need to try the man in case it's not a good man, or the man is not, they have all manner of words, then I'm hooked to the wrong person for life. I will be frustrated for life. There's nothing like that. The man is covering his face now. Because you know what I'm talking about. It's a popular thing. But the standard of God remains sure, irrespective of what the world is. And the spiritual is superior to the physical. Number two, the lies and falsehood must be avoided at all costs. Lies. There are those who lie about their age. They lie about everything. The only thing that is true concerning them in that relationship is that nothing is true. That is the only truth, that nothing is true. Lying about his tribe, lying about everything. I told you of the lady who had a child out of wedlock and failed to tell the man. And every time they went to the village, a little boy will be playing with them. They say, who is this? I say, one of the children in the compound. Only to realize 10 years later that is his wife's son out of wedlock and he was not aware. How about why? What did the man do to you that you hate him like this? If he cannot marry you, having had a child out of wedlock, you don't need to lie about that. There is somebody who will marry you. That marriage broke. The man went away. In fact, I have heard people who try to dissolve marriages. They said, well, you made the decision to marry the person on the basis of the facts at your disposal. If you had all the facts, you wouldn't have married. And since he lied to get you, it means it is cancelled. Do you understand that? There are people who do that. Hallelujah. Just be real. Be sincere. Child out of wedlock does not stop anybody from getting married. Having had an abortion before doesn't stop anybody from getting married. Doesn't matter what your life has been before. And if God is sending you a husband or a wife, he will send you somebody who will accept you like you are. And value you like you are. And your value is not what you have done before, what you never did before. Your value is in the content of your present character. Your value is in the spirit of God that you carry. Your value is in the vision that you have for the future. And your value is on the anointing that is on your head. Somebody shout, yes, Lord. And thirdly, genuine love. If it is Christ and the church we are talking about, genuine love must be confirmed. You don't love people. You don't marry people because you love their container. Tall. It's dark. It's chocolate color. Okay, eat the chocolate. And you realize that inside the chocolate there is some garlic inside. don't marry physical things. There are people who want to marry a person's family, not the person. It's from an influential family. No, the father is this, the mother is this. I love you. Mommy showed me a WhatsApp clip the other day where a girl was sitting on the chair and the man was sitting here. And he said, "Girl, I love you." Look at him, say, "See your head. Just play with her phone." He said, "Girl, I love you." He said, "Look at you." Then he brought a wad of dollars and threw it on the table. He said, "Girl, I love you." "Say what? I overlove you, self." On the spot, he said, "I love you more. I love you. In fact. And then she added, "Sir, I love you, sir. I love you, sir." What did she love? Not the man. The dollars. love the dollars. Please, young people, before you get married, be sure of what the person loves. Be sure. If he loves your shape and he sees somebody with a better shape, you are in challenge. He loves your height and he sees somebody with a better height. Wahala. Problem. He loves your money and he sees somebody who can display more money and manifest more money, or there is any slight challenge with that money, you are in problem. Be careful who and what the person loves. Somebody say amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Is anybody hearing anything here this morning? Time up. Take your seat. Very, very quickly. Let genuine love be confirmed. And finally, God must be in the picture. God started marriages. He started the first marriage, really. And if the marriage must be successful, God must be in the picture. He must be in the center. He must be there. He must be there. That is, if it will have a future both in this world and in the world to come. This is my counsel completely today. Number one, that's right, you did a good job. I'm going to give you this counsel, conclusions to stroke counsel. The future is in jeopardy if the foundation is not in order. Whether it's childhood foundation, academic foundation, career foundation, foundation for the home. If they are not in order, the future is in problem. So do it right the first time, because it is easier to do the right thing than to correct a wrong deed. Easier to write exam and pass than to do exam and practice or get a forged certificate and submit and then be going to ask later, "Excuse me, the certificate I submitted was a wrong one." It's easier to tell the man the reality of your life than for 5 years later, after you have deceived him and done all that, to be trying to find out how to find ways how to say it. It's easier to do the right thing than to correct a wrong deed. Don't forget this for life. It is easier to correct principles than to uphold principles than to correct consequences. Uphold the principle is easier than correcting the consequences. Am I communicating at all? Consequences. Oh, so you lie to us to get this job? You blocked other people's chances? You lie to us? You lie to us about your age? Are you sure we won't send you to jail? Those kind of things. It's easier to uphold principles than to correct the consequences. Do the right thing the first time. Number two. It is not possible to end at the right place while following the wrong way. You can't end at the right place if you are following the wrong way. That is, if the foundation, childhood, educational foundation, career foundation, marriage foundation is wrong, it's not possible to end with the correct destiny. Destiny is never in view where principles are out of place. It's not possible. that it became a glorious, beautiful, anointed home that is standing on the wrong foundation. It's not possible. We are possible. Wrong foundations must be corrected for the security of the future. I said we are possible. 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 You are not yet married, but you are living like husband and wife. Correct it. Desist. Possible. Dissolve that relationship and give yourself time to pray whether you are meant for each other. Because real love is patient. It can wait. It has the capacity to wait. To wait for 2 years before knowing each other. To wait for 6 months, 1 year. But that one that cannot wait, that one that is too much in a hurry, it may be something else, but not love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Maybe it's lost. All right? You submitted wrong certificate. Apply to retrieve it, if possible. There are times where you have to actually resign a job. Everything about it is wrong. You know what happened? One man came to me one day. He brought his wife. He said he came to Nigeria to marry. Well, I said, congratulations. Prayed for him. I said, now can I pray for you so that your wife can join you where you are? He said, she cannot join me immediately. I said, why? He said, because of the paper he is using there is not in his own name. It's in the name of another woman. I said, how is that? Oh, he said he had to do this kind of marriage that is not a real marriage with somebody there who has residency permit. So that the person can, then they can file for him to get paper. But the person know that they are not married just for the sake of getting residency. And then he started a ministry there or something. God is seeing many things soon. And he said, so he has to go and be sure he get the right paper there first, and then he will return back to pick this woman because she can't go now. I said, everything about you is a lie. Okay? The reason why you are there is a lie. The paper is a lie. The ministry is a lie. Who sent you there? Return back to Nigeria. He was shocked. Oh, her. Harshly. Return back to Nigeria. You are wasting your life, wasting everybody. Come and marry innocent girl. Is married for decoration. She is to remain here, you are to remain there. It's a new day. Stand up on your feet. Yeah. My excitement is that you are hearing these things. You will not fail. And the grace to do it well is released upon you. Somebody say amen. The grace to do it well is released upon you. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate God. Let's appreciate God. Let's appreciate God. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Let's worship him. Let's glorify him. He is worthy to be praised. Worthy to be honored. Worthy to be adored. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say after me. Say, Father, I thank you for your word. I am sorry, Lord, where I have laid the wrong foundations for my life and for my destiny. Today, I ask for the grace to correct, adjust, repair any wrong foundation in my life. Above all, I receive the grace to do the right thing going forward.
to do the right things going forward, because I know it is easier to do the right thing than to correct the wrong deed. I receive the grace to do the right things going forward now in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. Speak to God. I receive the grace to do the right thing going forward. The right thing going forward. The right thing. Grace to do it. Grace to do it. Grace to escape the wrong deed. I receive grace to escape the wrong deed. I receive grace to escape the wrong deed. Grace to do the right thing. I receive it now. Shema Nagalaya Hasata. In Jesus' precious name. I know that you'll take time at home to pray on these things, but lift up your hands. Now, those coming for the third service can hold on a little bit so that you don't. Right. Lift up your two hands now. Just in a few minutes, we are sorry we have encroached on your time. Lift your two hands now. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. In the name of Jesus. Right in this assembly, there are those who need to surrender to Jesus. You need your sins forgiven, Jesus to become Lord over your life. You will pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly rush to the frontier. And I'm going to pray for you. You are bound by an addiction, a negative lifestyle, something you are not happy about and you are not proud of. And you want God to deliver you from it also. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and rush to the front quickly. And let us pray for you.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone.
I will give the count of seven.
Every moment I'm away.
One. Two. Everybody sing.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Three.
I give you my soul.
Four.
Five,
six,
every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
On your way, Lord. Sing it one more time.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
Father, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the adoration. Be thou glorified in Jesus' name. People, take your seat 1 minute. If you are still right at the back there, and you know that you slid back into the world, you want to return back, you are bound by a lifestyle and you want changing from that lifestyle and to live right, you can also join us forward. While we are doing that and they are still coming, every one of us stretch your hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands, corrupt money shall never be your portion. I prophesy upon your hands, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, your resources shall look for you. All that belongs to you shall look for you. Everything that belongs to you, the devil is holding, they are under pressure right now. Harvest is yours. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Pick up your offerings, tithes and pledges. While you are doing that, let me pray for those who have come out to give their lives to Christ. Can you place your right hand on your chest, all of you in the front?